Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, guys. Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Tonight, we're going to do things a little different than what we are always doing. And for the ones that's listening now, we do have people that are a bit older than us, not calling them old, but much more people that have been in the game here for a long time. So we're going to try to give them a little respect tonight on the phone, man. So I just ask to kind of watch your language stuff because, like I said, we do have a lot of people that's listening tonight, new faces and stuff, and so we want to kind of show them some respect. So with that being said, we'll go on and get the show started. For many of you that that's been on, we've been talking about a few subjects for us, racing and stuff. And so with me being I got to do a lot of reading and research and stuff, I noticed lately that there's been a lot of commotion. Well, I wouldn't really say commotion, but just a lot of topics and discussion stuff about racing stuff that's taking place around the areas here. So what I decided to do this time and kind of be like the neutral person. Also, from the other end, for the promote or whatever, something I decided to call a special show tonight to kind of see if we can come up to an agreement to kind of get people to all come on the same page and work together for us trying to fight against one another and not, you know, always try to cut each other down. Because this is not really about the sport. For us to try to always, you know, make one man look less than another. So we all a family, and hopefully that we can come to some type of terms for us with all these guys promoting races and stuff, and then with the old and the newcomers. So we got several people, special guests tonight, that we're going to kind of have to come on and kind of orchestrate this tonight. So that being said, we have several callers as well, and I'm going to ask now that if you are a promoter, to press 1 on your phone, and if not, someone will receive 5 that's already open. So if out of the 5 that's on here, if you're not a promoter, just press the 1 back on your phone and kind of turn the bulb off for a second until we can get this situated here. And what I'm going to do is start off first with the promoters, and then we're going to progress and opening up a session where we'll have a question and answer deal here. Just bear with me. I see one person that's not on here, so let me give him a call as well to try to get him on the line. So just bear with me 1 second here. Let me call and get him on. In the meantime, we're going to open up line 2126. 26, your line is open.
Young Bloods, Rasheem.
All right, young. What's going on, young bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, not too much. All right, hold what you got. We got another caller here, 1810. 1810, your line is open. Okay, we lost him. All right, young blood, hold on 1 second, man. Let me get this other guy on the line.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Roger, how's it going, man?
What's going on, Chris? I see the show full.
Yeah, we got a full show here, man. So they ain't tight here, Roger. I'm trying to get all these promoters on the phone.
Okay.
And if you know,
Chris,
huh?
You want me to just hold on right here?
Yeah, just hold what you got there, yeah.
All right, okay.
And then of you that's out there. We only have 2 promoters that's on now. So if any more know of some more people, just call them and tell them if they can't get in, to send me a message or something and I can call them from the show phone. Because we want to get as many promoters as we can on tonight. If we don't finish the discussion, we'll at least try to get somewhere else, halfway something decent to try to get something to follow up.
At
But give a few more people. Yeah. All right, I got another person here to hold. So hold, what you got, guys? Just bear with me tonight.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas.
That's a voicemail. Okay. All right, guys. We just got two on as of now. We're going to get started. Roger and Youngblood for the two on here, and I guess myself is speaking for three. This is not to bash anyone or whatever. This is just trying to get a cap on these races and stuff that's popping up, in which no one is not saying anything negative about the races and stuff. We're just trying to get some organization here because everybody is stacking races and stuff on top of each other. And so we're just trying to get an understanding and see if we can come up with a solution or something where everybody will kind of support each other when time is provided or whatever. So we're just trying to get a lot of the promoters on and let those guys give their input and something and see if we can kind of come up with some type of solution. So with that being said, I mean, Youngblood, if you wanted to come on with something, man, feel free to express your thoughts on it. I'm sure you've been keeping up on Cycle Bike and Facebook of all the stuff been going on.
Right. I mean, I've been keeping up with, you know, I guess some of the fans and the races and the people saying that we need to work together and you know, with the shows being close to each other, on top of each other. And, I mean, we definitely need to do that, but the fans and the race also got to understand sometimes, you know, territory is territory and distance away, too, when it comes to shows and stuff, you know?
Right.
But we definitely most time pull for the same racers. You know, the spectators are different, but to get the racers, you know, we kind of pull from the same pool, all of us, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know whether, you know, we need to get a race calendar or all of us need to sit down before the season starts in November or sometime or whatever.
Exactly.
And, you know, and try to go over that with each other, you know. I know a lot of tracks, you know, if you've been doing it for a while or if you got some relationship with the track owners, you know, your dates are kind of locked in with them, or you can, you know, try to stay around the same dates you've been doing, you know?
Right.
What I have created tonight, guys, is a grudge racing calendar. It's for all the promoters to go on and schedule your events so we won't have this problem. The problem lies when you got local jokers feel like they want to put in a little work to have a show day, but they really don't realize how much work and time and effort that goes into it. You know, to have a legitimate race and to really give the fans what they, if without the fans, we would be nothing. And, you
right.
know, Rachi, you did a stand-up thing for me at your event. I come out to support anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's feasible for me to make it, I'll make it. You know, and you did a stand-up thing. You let me get on your microphone, you know, and a lot of people wouldn't do that, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely for every bike promoter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me because I love bikes, period. I ain't just saying that. You know,
yeah.
I tell folks all the time, you know, I do it because I love it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, am I a businessman? Yes. All of us are businessmen because we wouldn't get in this if we wasn't, you know.
You know, you're in it to make money as well. But, you know,
yeah.
and you can have, if you can make money at something that you love doing and you're not hurting nobody, you're not robbing nobody, you're not cheating nobody out of it. And, I mean, you know, what God got for you is for you, Rashid, Chris. What he has for me is for me. You know, me, I'll give back to charity. You know, what y'all see, I'll give back to charity. I don't have no problem with that, you know. We all can support each other's cause. It's a reason why we all do it, you know.
Right.
And I'll be lying if I say it wasn't for money. I'll be lying because it's a business.
Roger, I think when that issue came up, the next topic was to say, take that out of the equation, and then what do you have to fall back on?
What, out of the race stuff?
Yeah, I'm saying not really focusing on that particular topic there. What this individual was saying is take that out of the equation, and then what do you have for us to promote the races? I think this is more of stacking races on top of each other. Now,
okay, but stacking them on top of each other, I have a calendar, just like I said, just created. It's on the website right now. Anybody can go post their date on there. You know, we sit down, you know, like Rashid said, at the beginning of the season. I contact the union. Union was telling me Rashid got a race coming up. He said, he waiting on Rashid. I said, cool. You know what I mean? And so we all deal with different other tracks, you know. Like the Four Horsemen, them boys, they got their race in Memphis. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Memphis is 15 hours away from me. You know what I mean? So if he got a date, I can't help that. I can't, you know, he's too far away from me to even hurt what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Another thing, too, what would be a radius for is like if a race was going on over in Texas or Louisiana, Mississippi, what would be the radius
right.
for us to a cutoff point of like Youngblood maybe doing a race over in, we'll just say, what, South Carolina somewhere, or maybe North Carolina,
right.
whatever. What's
right.
And which, you know, each and every one has different followers and stuff, so.
Right.
I guess the radius is going to be,
you know, 5-6 hour travel time for a racer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, somebody in, just like you just said, somebody that's going to Memphis, they're going to Memphis regardless. You know what I mean? Or somebody
right.
coming to his racing union, they're coming regardless. You know, I mean, a long distance. Like if North Carolina decide to go to Memphis, that means they already planned to go to Memphis anyway. So it's really
anyway.
Nothing to do about them. But you still got
right.
the local people that has bikes that don't have the time or the money to travel to Memphis that you still can put a show out. You know,
exactly.
that's a 15-hour difference. I mean, I do see his point on that. So I would say the travel time would be, you know, I guess 5 to 6 hours.
8 hours. 5,
yeah.
8 hours. I mean, Chris has something in Louisiana. How long did it take me to get to Louisiana? About 8-9 hours?
Right.
And I know there's plenty of bikes in Louisiana. Chris got a following. Rashid got a following. You know what I mean? I know not to have a race on top of Rashid because Rashid is 200 miles away from me.
Right.
I would be stupid to have a race on Rashid because that's 2 hours away from me. Now, if a bike club having something, oh, so be it. Bike club and grudge racing is two separate events.
Right.
And people get the two confused. They get it confused because when you're having a bike party event, you got a type of crowd that just want to party, have fun. You know what I mean? They ain't about
right.
that life racing. They ain't about that grudge life.
I understand.
You
that.
Know, you got.
I'm not cutting you out, Rod. Sorry about that. What about people that schedule races? And when I say schedule on top, I'm talking about like a race to be 1-2 weeks. A part or whatever, something. I mean, how?
Right.
It should be some rules and stuff.
Really, you can't really have rules to that, Chris. And the reason being, it ain't but a handful of tracks that we all deal with.
Right.
Right.
You don't come to Union, Chris. You don't go to Rockingham, Chris. I don't come
to
State Capitol. But I'm saying I don't have a show at State Capitol.
I'm all over the place, though, Roger.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is the tracks only allow you so many dates.
Right.
If you work with so many of them.
Well, like I said before, it's not only we got to work together. You know, it got to do with a lot of these track owners too that just let anybody have an event at their tracks so they can just make money. You know what I mean?
They're greedy now.
For them, it's definitely a money thing. They don't care who do it. You know, if you got the money to put up to promote a show, they'll do it. You know what I mean?
Bottom line. So
us as promoters, we, like you said, Chris, we got to know, so, okay, well, you know, Chris got a race at this day. I'm not going to bring another race there, you know, the week right in front of him. You see what I'm saying? Because you know it's hard for the racers to travel 2 weeks in a row. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Yep.
so I kind of get your idea on that too, you know, because they're not going to do it 2 weeks in a row. It's just not, you know, people don't have the money to do that. And
eventually they get burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you do two races at the same identical track weeks apart?
Oh, no. That ain't good.
Yeah, you can't do that either.
Yeah.
But like you said, sometimes it is the track owners with their dates, you know. I mean, there are certain dates like me, you know, I try to see if everybody got a schedule out first, you know what I mean? If I absolutely cannot change the date, then, you know, I'll try to not be close to another person because, for one, I think that hurts both people, you know?
Right. And I also, too, think, which sometimes you're not going to be able to control it for his dates being scheduled on top of each other. Like, it may be a race come up this weekend, Louisiana won, Rasheed may be having one over in South Carolina, whatever, which you have to look at that, too, to say, you know, the crowd is not going to really come from South Carolina over to Louisiana. So you kind of have to, you know.
Exactly.
So it's really no hard feeling in that as well. But it's just a lot of inventions. So one of the questions that I think people was asking, too, was, like, maybe we can get something together for next year that we can support each other event, kind of like do a rotation wise.
And we all can go to each other's events.
Right.
Yeah, I know there's something about all of us getting together and doing, you know, 9 events together, stuff like that. I just think that's harder because all of us have our followers already. And
right.
And if we certain hours away from each other doing a race, like you said, 10 hours, it's not going to matter because it's too far away. But I do think it would be nice for all of us to get together and do like a Super Bowl race at one track together and promote it, you know. Like
That would be – you know,
I mean,
what, Rasheed?
You know, I'm fine with that. But when it comes to all of it, because, you know, I still work for a living too, you know what I mean? So I might have to work. You can't be at this race this day because, you know what I mean? So it's hard for us to – for all nine to get together. And then when you're talking about that, now you're talking about a business corporation type deal. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's got to be on paper. It's got to be legit now, you know?
A real grudge racing association, a real one. You know, like the My Rock series, me and Lil Will from Maryland, them DMV boys, they call us Wills. We all been talking, and Corey Barnes and Neville Smith, you know, and we even got in touch with Dano. You know, we all talked about it, you know what I mean? And I called Dano and got his date. Never gave me his date. You know what I mean? Rasheed, we were waiting on your date down in Piedmont and what's got. And then track on the comment back and let me know what your date was. You know what I mean? So we got to have that line of communication open. You know what I mean? It's got to be an open communication line, you know, that we all can work together.
I think it'll be something, you know, different for us. It's just like the man cup or whatever. I think that we all can get together and at the end of the year come up with a track for us to do this grudge race, and we all just will support one big event at the end of the year.
Right. And the reason I said and that can be the one where, you know, I kind of been giving out this grotty grudge race of the year thing, but I tell all of us to do it because the different races go to all of our events. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just want to say I give it out. It's the sport of grudge racing, period. So all of us need to give it out or have, you know, sort of be fair across the board from the south, east, west, whatever. You know what I mean? So that big Super Bowl at the end of the year where all of us get together and promote one race, that's where it can be given out at. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Exactly. Right. That sounds good, Rasheed.
Right.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Chris.
Yes.
It's Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Okay, we, guys, let me just bring in a long veteran of this racing world, Mr. Doug. So we're going to open up the line and let Doug kind of take over and give you an outlook of what his idea and stuff and way he's trying
to. You know, guys, I don't, you know, I've been listening to you guys, and you all are, first off, let me commend you. You guys are quite intelligent. Believe me, you are. I'm the guy that works down in South Georgia. I helped Dano with his races, and I'm about 65 years. I've been doing this 50 years. You all got the right attitude. I think you got it personally. If you're unified like you all are talking about now, and the distance between y'all, the guy hit it dead on the head. Guys ain't going to travel over 10 or 12 hours.
Exactly.
But you could go in November, like y'all said, come up with a calendar, and then let each other know. But you're going to have a lot of outlaw guys trying to throw races to make money, and you got a lot of tracks going to try to bring you in just to make a dollar, and they don't care nothing about the outcome of your event.
Right.
And you all got really, Chris, they got the right attitude. I think at the end of the year, you guys sit down and figure out where you're going to go, get with the tracks. We always try not to have a race, no matter where it's at, 1 week behind the other. And we had that problem at Huntsville, Nashville, Louisville, and Jacksonville, Florida. And all of us sat down together about 10 years ago, and we formed a group. We would never step on each other's toes. Now, you could have your race, not a problem there, but at least support my race. Don't tell me, so well, I'm having a race this same date. State claims to a date that you would like to have and just work together. Let me tell you one thing, the reason I'm so sensitive about this. 4 years ago at the Man Cup at Valdosta, I was in the tower, and I heard some people in there, and I'm not going, you can fill in the blanks. And they were saying some negative things about grudge races. I said, you, and I used a few choice words. I said, I'm going to show y'all something. I said, I'm going down here. Watch these kids. These kids are educated, they're respectful, and they're good people. Because you all don't understand grudge racing, don't prejudge these kids, period. And when things ran smooth, I went back up and reiterated to them, man, don't prejudge. These guys have something they enjoy doing. And
but,
I love grudge racing because I love being around you guys. Man, you're a lot of fun. But
can I say, can I stop you for 1 minute? You know why they talk so bad about grudge racing. It's about perception. You know, they look at us a certain type of way because the way we carry ourselves. You know what I mean? I had a video posted on my page from No Mercy, my last race I just had.
Right.
And they seen a whole bunch of commotion, cussing, raising sand, and all this. But we promoting it, though. We're showing them this is all right, though. But if we're looking for sponsors, we look for somebody to really take us seriously, we're going to have to change our outlook, our image.
That's correct. That's correct.
So it's a perception. You know what I mean? It's an image, how you portray yourself in these streets.
That's,
you know, of course, I work every day. I don't sell drugs, but they got a lot of these riders, you know, these guys, oh, they just drug their legs, got their money, they're throwing it out, you know what I mean? So we need to change that part of it.
That's right. And you guys are doing a good job. I feel like, because I've talked to a lot of these races, there's some well-educated guys be at these grudge races.
And we spend more money in these bikes than MyRock.
Sure.
In all these, AMA, all we spend way more money.
Right. If y'all get organized the way y'all talking, you can have some power. You can have some clout. And I think you're heading, Chris, I believe you're heading in the right direction. Really, I do.
I think we can't do it without each other. If we're trying to get bigger and to get known and to get for them to have respect for us, we can't be bumping heads with each other and fighting each other because we're going to lose, you know?
You know what? It can't be bad-mouthing each other. Can't be talking bad about one another.
No.
Hello?
Dano is in class tonight, so he was unfortunate to be able to come on. But what we'll do is try to do at least maybe one show once a month on these promoters. And just not just sit, you know, say, man, we tried it one time and just let it kind of die down. It's something that we need to at least pursue like once or maybe twice out of a week or whatever. At least the first 30 or 40 minutes of the show. Just to kind of keep everybody on the same page and what's going on. And, like, once we can come to an agreement with all of the promoters or whatever, what I can do is call a private meeting. Or we can do a session on this show here where I just get only promoters on and we can all discuss and see what else we can come up with as well. Because once we get all the promoters on the same page, then we can kind of go from there and build.
What y'all think about this? Now, you know, we know it ain't all our fault. We know it's the track, too. So
right. How
about, you know, you got all the other guys that want to throw races just think because they see Rashid do it, it's easy to do it. Or they see Chris do it, they think it's easy to do it. If we get with these track owners and buckle down with them. They want our money.
Correct.
They want our money.
Correct.
And if we sold these tracks up and be like, look, man, we're going to get a contract with you. We're going to put it on paper.
Correct.
We're going to stop people having races on top of each other because they don't care. They'll stack them on top of each other. I know it
That's
for a fact.
Good point.
Yeah.
And I mean, it won't be hard because they want your money. And
yeah,
if Rashid bringing them $60,000 a weekend, or Chris bringing them $60,000 a weekend, you think they're gonna let the 10,000 people in, the $10,000 boys to bring them, or the 60,000? I'm gonna go with the 60,000.
You know what, young
track owners, they're gonna look at it like that, Roger. They're giving a data. And they're getting paid for their date. That's what they're looking at. Whether your event successful or not, they're going to help you because they want to be successful, but they're going to sell their dates out. They're not going to lock out everybody else. They're just not going to do it. Or if they do it, it would surprise me. You know?
Hey, you know what? I know who got a track locked down right now, and you know it for yourself who it is, and you can't go have a race at that track.
Well, you can't have a bike event at that track, but
you can't have no motorcycle event with Grudge Racing at that track.
That's correct.
In Mooresville, you cannot have a race at Mooresville Dragway right now as we speak. Jody would not let you have a race there. I don't care if you had $100,000. Because Lee and Neville got that track on lock. So if you sew up a track and you get it together, you know what's going to happen. You already got it. Can't nobody have an event there but you.
Well, you know what? You hit it dead on the head. Cause I'm saying Val Doster's like that. A lot of guys don't understand.
No, Dano got it like that with Val Doster.
Yeah, Dano got it like that.
Dano got it like that with Val Doster. So, you know, I know it's possible because I got something like that going on now. Yeah. I got something up my sleeve right now because that's how you get disrespected. That's how you get your toes stepped on right now.
Well,
because you ain't got nothing on paper.
Let me tell you one other thing. Louisville, Kentucky with the Derby, Deshaun Wheeler got that locked on. With a contract. Pinkett Biles in Nashville, these old school guys, they got that locked on.
Yeah, if you get a track owner that's willing to do it, then yeah, it's
right.
All fine. But you know,
hey, I know some. You, Rashid, you just left a track. The owner's thinking about doing that right now.
Yeah.
You just left a track. The owner thinking about doing it right now, because if you look at the whole big picture of it. It's really going to benefit him in the end.
Sure.
It's going to benefit you both in the end. Because
sure.
They're going to be looking for that race for Rasheen at Union County Dragway, and ain't nobody else going to have one now. They're going to be waiting
right.
on Rasheen to come back.
Right. See, that's the other thing that helps us out, too, if we can help each other out to not have a bike event at each other's track also. You see what I'm saying? Because, but like Rockingham, I don't try to go, I know, you know, Chris, me and you, you know, at Maker when Maker was there, I came behind you a couple of times. But it helps for us not to have, if you're going to lock a track down, it helps for us not to have a bike race at the same person track. Do y'all agree or what's your take on that?
You know what, I think we could go to mutual tracks. We start our own association. Rashid, you can go to Val Doster. You can go anywhere. You know what I mean? You want to. You know, it's got to be us getting with the tracks and making it happen like
right,
that. You know
right,
what I mean? In a rotation.
Right. I got you.
In a rotation. Cause, I mean, I got kind of fresh eyes to this, guys. Y'all been doing it way longer than I have. I got fresh eyes to it. And I see a lot of stuff that's been missing. Sometimes it takes fresh eyes to see stuff. You know what I mean?
It's fine if a racer in a promoter and association got the track, but I understand that part. Okay, I got you.
Because then you stop the one. If they want to get into this grudge racing thing, okay, you got a board. You know what I mean? You got a committee. You got the president. You got the secretary. You got the chair. You got the board. It's a board. The organization going to make money itself. We got to understand that. It's a business. And from that organization, we all can get paid out of the organization. Rashid, get a check out of the organization, Chris.
Right,
but it's an organization
you go,
we can take to the West Coast.
Before you go that advance, though, the deal was we was trying to take that out of the equation. We was trying to get to the root of the source. far as with the events and stuff being.
But that's the root, because that's how it's happening. You know, we already know what the problem is.
I see what Chris said was in taking the money part of it and do that sport. I mean, me personally, and I'm being straight up honest, and this ain't no BS because I'm on the station. If I break even, I'm okay.
Same thing here.
Make money? Am I in business to make money because I sit out here 2 months and promote? Yes. Yes, that's just the business part of it. But as long as I ain't losing, you know what I mean? I'm going to the next race hoping, okay, maybe I'll make up for it on the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because if the rain can mess you up, the weather can mess you up, you know, and then you got to have a rain day. Your rain day just might so happen to be on Chris' day. You know what I mean? But you can't control that. That's where if we back to the same route, if we can get to these tracks and stop all of it. That's
so
the root cause.
Stop it, really, because you got a lot of people out there.
Well, we're spinning our wheels. If you don't if you don't think we're going to be able to stop it, we're spinning our wheels because it's going to continue.
No, but, I mean, if you can unify whatever, then that would kind of weed out the So what I was just saying is you got a lot of people that's out there hungry, and they looking at it from the outside looking in, saying, well, man, this person can do one, then I can do it too.
That's where you lock down the track, Chris. Can't nobody have a race there but the organization that you upholding. You know what I mean? All of us on the board, you know who all have races. You know who all name out there that have races and everybody look forward to going to, correct? You know what I mean? It's just like, it ain't Billy Joe over here having a race. We're going to go to Billy Joe race because this is his first race. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to go to somebody's name, Rashid's race, you know what I mean, or Chris race, you know what I mean? You're going to go where somebody's name that you know going to have a good event.
Yeah, but there are other promoters as well out there, too, that I'd like to give them a chance to come on as well, you know.
But if they want, that's what I say, if they get in, just get in together. Just get in following this line together. How many promoters do you think there are out there?
There's plenty of them. There are plenty of them.
Yes.
We got another caller here. I'm going to open up the line. I don't know if this is a promoter or not, but this line has been open for a minute, so I'm going to open because he's been on hold. 2433, your line is open.
Oh, no, I'm not a promoter. I'm just listening to Chris.
Okay, no problem. All right. If there are any more promoters on the line or whatever, I mean, this is the time now to speak up. Like I said, I know Dana was in class tonight, so unfortunately he wasn't able to get on. But, I mean, we will do some more of these sessions where we can have the promoters to kind of call in and kind of give a brief outlook, you know, of to keep this thing going rather than just having one show and just letting it fade into the picture. And back to Youngblood, when he was saying out there about the tweet, yeah, at first I was kind of like, okay, he's coming over. But at the same time, I learned to grow around Youngblood or whatever. Then I got to saying that, okay, he has events there, but I look at, for example, I use him as an example. We do draw pretty much the same crowd to an effect, but we will actually pull different people. And that's the thing that I'm saying, too, is that, you know, I don't really want to just lock down, because to me, I'm not going to say it's right, and I'm not going to say it's wrong, but you know, I don't think it's really a right for anyone to lock it down as well. But at the same time, if that's something that you and the track owner can, you know, come up with, then, I mean, more power to it. Ain't nobody stopping, you know, from not. But I'm thinking more as just a respect thing more than anything for us to try to, you know, take a man out on one side of the field or whatever and to benefit and then, you know, kind of maintain. I don't know if I'm making any sense with it or whatever. Maybe Bill can kind of chime in and kind of explain what I'm talking about, as far as
which standpoint, locking a track down?
Well, not so much locking a track down. We understand that deal, that what's going on. But I know I'm just talking about for is you got events popping up every week or whatever so often, and which is nothing wrong with that as well because a lot of people like to race within their own little old town or whatever. But some of the major events or whatever, you know, is what we are trying to. Because I think the next big major event is what, April the 19th, Rockingham?
Yeah.
Well, I got one April the 12th in Jacksonville.
Okay. All right. Well, so now, you know, it's kind of idle, I guess, for the month of March until everybody's talking ready for the races in April. But like you said, like your races in Jacksonville on the 12th and the races at the Rockingham, it's kind of like a rotation, which we know people are not going to drive from Texas or whatever for it over to Jacksonville, then turn around and drive to The Rock. But you're kind of giving different people different, you know, places to go for as a race or whatever. So,
right.
But, no, we're just trying to, like I said, get an idea of what's going to have several messages.
But that's
well,
what I'm saying is that, you know, even with my race being in Jacksonville on the 12th, Daniel on the 19th, if you plan to go to Daniel race on the 19th and you're coming from Texas, I already expect that you're not going to make mine on the 12th because you're not going to drive back. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, vice versa. If somebody, in North Carolina is going down to Texas, you know, they ain't going to drive back and forth. You know, I understand
exactly.
That. Not 2 years in a row. Just not
right.
Going to happen. But for the locals, you know, for the locals that's in Florida already, right there in Jacksonville, you know, like my date is the same date as the Mad Cup. It is. But to me, that's two different crowds, you know, when it comes to grudge
right.
Racing and class racing, you know. So how does everybody feel about that, you know, when, you know, the classes, I mean, Mile Rock, I know they still grudge at Mile Rock, but Mad Cup, I couldn't change my date for one. You know, when I
right.
Found out Mad Cup had a race the same date, I'm like, dang. You know what I mean? But then in Mad Dawson, so I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, which is kind of close, but not, you know, as close, you know
right.
What I mean?
But like you say, I'm not cutting you off, I'm sorry. No, what you were saying, though, you have two different crowds when the Man Cup or whatever. If you got a grudge
right.
Race on that date, you know, you're going to draw more class races towards the Man Cup, and most of the grudge guys are going to come to that grudge event.
Right.
Knowing the situation of the races and stuff. So, I mean, how you feel on that for races only, Man Cup, and different events like that? I mean, I know sometimes you can't avoid it because you call the track and say, look, you're looking for a date, whatever, about 2 months in advance, and then they say, well, we got this song for date open, and you do research and say, okay, man, that's on the same date as the Madden Cup or something, whatever. Then,
right.
You know, you say, okay, well, I'm going to go on and take a chance on it, but at the same time, you know that that's the Madden Cup, which you know a lot of the class races within driving distance that's going to go to the Madden Cup, and that probably will go there
right.
Before the grudge race or something local. They're going to come and, you know, go to the grudge event.
Right, yeah.
So do you see anything for it wrong, or you think?
I think, you know, with those type of organizations, you know what I mean, like I said, their 80% following is going to be class races. My 80% following is going to be grudge races, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you know, My Rock is the only one that's kind of 60-40, 70-30, you know what I mean?
Right.
60 class races, 40% grudge, you know what I mean? So My Rock is probably the only one, you know. Of course, all of us try to stay away from My Rock dates, you know.
Right.
So.
Right, but at times, you know, sometimes you can't avoid it and you just have to schedule, you know, so.
Right. If I have a big schedule and My Rock is in Maryland and I'm in South Carolina, I'm going to have my race just because they're
okay.
In Maryland. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, it's just two different things there. But like I said, sometimes you can't have, you can't. Go by, you know, the track gonna give you a date, and that's all they have open. So you got to either do
right.
That day or not do it. You know.
Right. I do understand that. Let's see here. We're gonna take a call. I mean, for the gentleman that I just had on the line here, we're gonna take a few minutes and kind of let the racers and the fans that's on tonight, if they have any questions or whatever they want to ask pertaining to this subject here, we're going to open up the line and take a few callers, and then we'll kind of chime back and go back into the second part of it. So we're going to open up this line again, 2433. Is there any questions or some of you had directed to the topic that we were discussing tonight? Or?
Yeah, that was a good question. That was a question I was asked. What if you have, like you said, you have the Mayor Cup, like somebody got a race down in Jacksonville the same weekend of the Man Cup. See,
right.
See, I'm coming from Atlanta. If I know that I'm a grudge racer to my heart, but if I know that the Man Cup is not putting enough of the enough grudge race, I travel that extra hour and a half to come down to Jacksonville. So
okay.
You know, I mean, this is from a spectator slash grudge racer, you know. Point of view. I may go to Man Cup on a Saturday. If it's on a Saturday, Sunday, then I shoot down to Jacksonville. That's not far. That's a good question.
Okay. All right. right. We got another caller here, 1746. Your line is open.
All right, this custom cuz, I want to put my view in on it. I feel like if you already got a race set up and it's time allowed at the Man Cup where you can squeeze it in, who cares? You already know who you're going to race, and you know what you're there for. So, I mean, don't show up until, you know, like a couple of hours before your race. But as far as going to Jacksonville and these tracks, y'all can expect to throw a race at a Baffin track and expect people to come. That's another thing with the caliber of bikes that we race. I'm not going to come to a track where it's got bad reviews about it, and y'all expect for me to run my bike down the track. You know, y'all got to, now, as promoters, I want to say this. Y'all got to watch where y'all throw these races at, because y'all can't expect for us to show up and run these bikes at these popcorn tracks. Y'all got to expect that. So don't think just because y'all put a race out there that everybody's going to show up. I don't care if all y'all count the races and join together. If y'all throw it at a couple of tracks that I throw, I'm not going to show up, because the track is not going to hold that power.
My take on that, man, I've been to real nice tracks that I've seen bikes stuff blow the tires and stuff away. So I hear people say that, and that's going to be the next thing we get into later on, is to what determines a track or whatever that's crappy. Because, I mean, I've seen people go there. They may have 15 pounds air in a street tire go out there and blow the tire away versus somebody trying to lead the line with a big shot of nitrous leaving the line.
But I agree with custom. I agree with custom cuts.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Chris, okay? Last year, they had a problem. I'm not speaking just because I'm from down this way, because just an example. They had a big problem with Val Doster. Okay, when I see a track in the off season go by heavy-duty equipment to correct that problem, I'm going to say, you know what? At least they're trying to do something, but you can't expect for us to show up at a track and the only thing you corrected was putting more VHT down. I mean, in Val Doster, they bought, I don't know how much the machine cost, but it's the machine with the two tires on the back that drag.
It was over $100-something thousand.
Right. I mean, so they're showing me that they're trying to correct the problem. So you know what? They got my vote. Yeah, I mean,
okay, CC, let me stop you right now. CC, I had a little country. I had a little country track, little backyard track. You remember how everybody talked about that little track I had at Shadyside? Right. Wasn't gonna do this. Wasn't gonna do that.
Right.
Out of everybody that came now, and you asked them guys, I worked my track and I paid my track people to work that track like it's supposed to be worked. See, these track owners won't work that track the way you want them to work it, unless you give them a little something extra. Now, you know, that track, I got that little popcorn track like you're talking about. Yo, the hookiest ass track you could ever want to get on that day, CC. If you'd have came, you'd have seen, CC. And I'm pretty sure everybody told you about the event.
Right.
It was successful.
Right.
Roger,
let me tell y'all something now. Last year, well, the year before last, I was going to run Tackle Box. It started raining in Val Doster on the other end. They called it off. They called us back around there in less than 10 minutes. They had everything dry, everything. When you got the equipment to dry it up so these high-caliber motorcycles can hook, because anybody can throw a street bike race. But I'm not going to get out there with my bike just because you got a little a little blower out there trying to blow the track off. But they got the track off. We was able to get out there and run the grudge race. That's all I'm saying, man.
But you ain't been to the track. You knocking the track before you even get there. You know what I'm saying? These people own the track. Of course they're going to have the stuff, equipment, to blow the track off the right way, correct way, to burn it off, to do it right. You got to do it right. You know what I mean?
Is Doug still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay, now Doug know, and Chris know, and a couple of other people on the line know that I got personal ties with a certain track like 30 minutes away from me. Okay, and I know I know it's certain stuff that need to be done to this track to get it right. If you're going to take the time out to go out there and work that track during the week and be out there with that track, when it comes, when Friday night comes,
it ain't going to do nothing. Hey, let me tell you. Hey, Jim, it was 40-degree weather. It was 40-degree weather. The track was hooking better at 40 degrees than it would at 70.
Yeah.
You feel me, brother?
Okay, but let me ask you guys this. Okay, when you were saying that in the 40-degree weather, but do you think guys had to make adjustments to their bike in the 40-degree?
No, some of them didn't. A lot of them didn't, Chris, because they tested that night.
I'm not saying trying to bash the track or anything, but I'm just saying people made adjustments to that smaller track. Now, my take on that as well is, too, you're going to have people – yeah, everybody can't, I'm not going to say afford to go to Vidalia, but you got the little men with the little street bikes, with the little street bikes or whatever, may not feel comfortable going to Vidalia race. So that's the idea I was trying to say for the little track or whatever, for the little guys.
Right. Yeah. And I don't see any problem with you don't go to small tracks, and you just don't go to small tracks. You know what I mean? I mean,
a lot of people don't run in a quarter mile. A quarter mile beat your bike up so bad. You know what I mean? If you're a real racer, you'll race anywhere.
You'll race anywhere at any time. That's right.
Because I'm going to tell you what. These bikes can run. These big bikes y'all got, Jared Jones, y'all can run eighth of a mile. Y'all choose not to because you depending on the bike to carry you down the track.
If you arrive a win in eighth of a mile, brother, I'm telling you. Hey, let me tell you something. Now, you said at the beginning of the show you're new to this game. Let me take you
I'm
back.
New, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I know about motorcycles, man.
Roger, calm down. Let me take you back a ways. You probably don't even know what this means when I say it. I'm going to take you back to Senator when Outlaw class. Outlaw used to come to Albany, Douglas, Twiggs. They started going to South Carolina over there, Jackson, South Carolina. Those were some of the fastest motorcycles out at the time. But if you don't prep 8-mile tracks for these big bikes, we're going to be in the shop.
Hey, Jared Jones, I prepped it for you and you didn't even show up. Wow.
Wow.
So you know what? So you know what, Jared Jones? I think you owe me one because I did that for you. You know what I mean? I did that for you, but just because. Just because.
Roger, I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to let this out because it's been a topic on Facebook. I didn't get paid. I didn't get nothing for that race.
You were going to get paid. You were afraid of both.
Listen, hold on, your question. When it comes up to this getting paid thing, do Steve Irwin pay you guys when y'all show up to My Rock and all these other big races?
No.
But
you know what? A lot of these guys that want to race these motorcycles, they doing too much talking. And see, the white men see them talking. They don't want to sponsor them because they don't know how to carry these things.
Well, I'm just saying this. I don't mind paying a race, especially if they travel with me and come. I don't mind paying gas and all the stuff.
I don't mind either.
Young blood. Let me tell you something now. I'm gonna tell Roger this. The caliber motorcycle I got, I cannot work. I cannot operate that motorcycle by myself. I got at least two or three guys with me. It wasn't a fact about the money. I ain't got no problem with it. I'm self-employed, so my money is endless when it comes to me making money. I don't care nothing about the money.
But I offered you my pit crew. I said, I give you my pit crew. We got a return bike for you. We got everything for you.
One thing about me racing, I like my people. I like my brother. I like Ralph. I like everybody that be with me. I like everybody.
But when your people gonna hold you back from racing when you and your brother get into it and you say, man, my brother done fell out.
Oh no. You know,
Roger. Hey Jared.
Yeah, go ahead.
My bad, dog. I didn't mean to cut you off. But hey,
no,
Roger, this Richard, man.
Yeah, hey, Richard.
I need y'all here for like 1 minute, right?
The first thing
I was going to address while I was trying to get in the line was about the quality of the track situation that everybody was talking about. And, like, You know what I'm saying? Roger, I'm not undermining you or anything like that, man. We had a good time achieving everything still, but you gotta start listening to the racers more. Like, you fight everything. Eric say a lot of crazy shit, but everything he say ain't totally crazy. Like,
yeah.
as far as the track situation, I go to the big name tracks, I go to the small name tracks, I go to all of them. But different bikes are not okay. Like Shady Side, North Carolina. Like, God bless that track. I had a good time, but we couldn't run those big. We couldn't run the Katrinas, the Sam Cooks, the custom cut. We can't do that stuff there, which is fine. Every track ain't for every kind of bike. Your track did look good for more of the. That was more like a lot of street bike stuff, a lot of hand cut stock chassis. You didn't see too many cut seat rail, crazy bikes, and we did make adjustments to like a bike like Bud Light Lime Order. We made adjustments to get down the track, raised up the bike, and everything like that. So those things do occur, but that's fine. I don't mind coming to a track and adjusting to the track. That's the nature of racing. That happens. We might go to Valdosta. Oh, there was the second thing I want to stress. Is the thing about people when you said Jared, you can't knock the track before you come. A lot of people before they leave home to go to a race, all they have is the perception or the rumor of how good or bad a track is. Somebody like Valdosta is notoriously good. Not saying that they don't have bad days, because I was there for their bad days at Dano's race. But people probably still come because chances are it's not going to keep being bad. Another track that's notoriously bad, they probably have their good days. But people, before they leave home to travel hundreds of miles, they go off of what they hear is what that track is. So that's why you'll get some people that may or may not come to a race at a what Jared calls a popcorn track, which is crazy as hell to say that, but you get people before they leave home, they're just not gonna take the risk, is what I'm saying. Like, I've been to state capitol one time, and I felt like I would ride a top fuel motorcycle down there. And then I went down there another time, and it was like, I was like, what the hell happened? Another thing that happens with that is the weather conditions or what happened the week before that. If they had a torrential downpour or rain the week before and they don't have nothing but a test and tune night on the Friday of the event, the track ain't going to be good. There's nothing they can do about that. Or the promoters. You can say, like you say, you pay the promoter. You can pay the track all you want. They can spray as much whatever they want to spray down there or whatever they want to do. Like that last race at Valdosta, it missed it. It was raining and misting the whole time. So when Sunday came around, they sprayed it so they was blue in the face. It was just a marginal racetrack. Ain't nothing you can do about that. So, you know what I mean? So that's basically what I was saying. Like, Jared, I know Jared is off the wall, but he don't say just all crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, Richard.
Yeah, but that's it, though, man. But I was just addressing what he say about people not coming or whatever case may be. He say he not going to go to a popcorn track or whatever case may be. Sometimes those popcorn races have some of the best events. I go to Huntsville, Alabama for that Lucky 7-Eleven race. That's what Jared would consider a popcorn track, and I have a ball there. But I don't go there expecting to ride a 7-inch slick, four
exactly.
Something second bike and go
exactly.
And go and hook and go down the track, even though I may. But I'm not, that's not what I went there for. You know what I'm saying? I went there for different reasons. So, you know, and then you might go to the tracks like Valdosta, like I said, and, you know, and that's where you feel like or you're banking on having a good hook and track. And it don't even always work out that way either, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was just saying, I didn't mean to call anybody's track popcorn, but I actually talked to Spider-Man down there in Bradenton. Well, no, it was actually in Valdosta. I talked to Spider-Man, and I asked him, I said, why you don't come to some of these other tracks? And he said, you know, I don't, my bike can't run down these tracks. They're popcorn to me. So actually, I was just, you know, saying something that I had heard from somebody. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, I'm not crazy for saying that, you know. You can't throw a track on dirt. You can't throw a race on dirt and expect people to show up. That's what I'm saying.
That's not really true neither, though, Jared, because like I said, I go to some of the backyard, you know, what you call a backyard track or whatever case may be, but you just go there for different reasons. You take a different bike there. Like I showed up at Rogers race with a stock wheelbase DX14,
yeah.
And we played around on that.
Yeah.
all night and all day. I didn't bring Trina or Fandy or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? You just people will still come. People still come, but it's just a different thing. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, Richard? I'm gonna tell you this right here. So that's getting back on the promoters. If y'all throw a race at a track, y'all know our caliber bikes can't run. Why don't you just throw an all-out street bike race? All our street bike races instead of bike
races. It's rather the big kind of bike to come or not. You know, if you know where the track is, it's rather you choose to come or not, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That ain't going to stop the smaller guys from coming because they want to have just as much fun as you, brother, as your big bike. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So it's going both ways.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I don't want to
bring the owner's discretion.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to have my alligator in the trailer and then come to it, show up at a track. Well, I can't get, you know, y'all already know I'm not going to pull it off the truck to go down this track. Y'all already know I'm not. So why even bring it?
But that's not up to the promoters to, what they supposed to put on their flyer, don't bring your fast bike.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know that. That's up to you to make that call. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I just hate taking half of my power out just to go down the track. I mean, but, you know.
Some things you got to do. I mean, John Forstum go from California to Pennsylvania. The air is different, you know. You got to do it.
Yeah, and
you know?
I guarantee if you go down to Valdosta right now, this hour right now, you could take any motorcycle and hook down there because they just left them down there.
But
you know,
if you
so,
go to Valdosta and take that same bike to Rockingham, what can you do? Because the air is different.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna argue. I already know that, you know, it's only certain tracks my bike can handle. So, I mean, don't bash me if I don't come because
I don't think
my bike can go down the track.
No, there's
nobody bashing you, bro.
Not at all.
You know,
We have three more callers here that we're going to try to go on and get everybody a opinion in. So hold on to it that you got there for a minute. We got 4579. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's P. I'm going along with what Richard just said, you know, like the Katrina bike, the Sandy bikes and stuff like that. You know, I want the promoters to also think about it as look at it as stopping room because a lot of these big bikes, they got autos in. These guys got to go through every gear before they can come out these bikes. So look at it too from stopping distance. A lot of us ask that I ask the rider, you know, are you comfortable with that track? You know, and if he say, well, I never been there, let me call and find out. Then he may call and say, well, man, you know, they say the stopping distance ain't that good. You know, so you're not gonna put your rod in that predicament, but then the promoter may be calling you and saying, you know, we want you to come. And then you explain it to the promoter, and, you know, he's like, well, all right, I understand, but at the same time, he wanted you to come, but he say, well, all right, this bike can stop. Why can't you stop? But you're not gonna put your rod
right.
Just like Custom Cars just said. You know, he's not gonna put his bike down the track where when after he goes through the eighth of a mile, he still got to stay in it and punch the next two gears, and then go on his front brake. Then you got either a heel or you even got
piggybacking what Pig said. My bad, Pig. Go ahead, dog.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Can piggyback what you said, like when y'all was talking about 8 mile races, real racers, like you said, we'll race anywhere. We'll race for auto bikes on the 8 mile, like a track like Twigs, right? I feel like I can go through all six gears, no problem. I get through all six, you know, be conscious of what's going on, get through all six, and still have plenty of room to stop. You know what I'm saying? But there's some tracks, and I ain't going to say no tracks on here or whatever. I ain't trying to knock nobody, nothing like that. But there's some tracks you got to be suicidal to even try it, you know what I mean? Or you don't care about whether you messed up your transmission or not. But stopping room is the most of this. When you see guys say, I'm not bringing my bike to the 8th mile, I don't think it's that they don't want to race 8th mile racing. It's just the fact that they're not confident in the fact that they can do it for a whole weekend without any mishaps or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
That's understandable. That's understandable.
But I'll go to 8 mile tracks as long as we can stop. I'll go take a 6-speed auto bike
I got an 8th of Mile track in May 10th, Union County Dragway. I know y'all know about that track. There's plenty of stopping room for an auto bike, you know, for a 6-speed auto. 8th of Mile track, May 10th. But Jerry Jones, I know
hold on. Before anybody answer that, I want to ask you something, Roger. As promoters, I'm talking to everybody that promote. Have you ever rode a 6-speed auto? Have you ever been
never.
On a motorcycle?
Never.
You don't understand how.
But I will, Jerry Jones. For this year over with, Jerry Jones, I will say I rode one.
Well, you know what, that's before the year over.
Letting you know, it's just like you. Have you raced anybody this year?
I mean, the year just started.
And the year just started, like I'm telling you. I will have a 6-speed auto by the end of the year.
I tell you what, you talking now, you ain't going to
be in this
game.
I'm just saying what I'm doing.
You ain't going to be in this game long because, see, you
You don't predict my future.
You asked to bite the hand that feeds you. You asked to bite the hand that feeds you. You tell me who have I raised the year
this year. I mean this year. I mean you asking me have I rolled a 6-speed auto and
that's
I told you
saying.
No. I will have one this year.
Roger,
so what's the difference?
Calm down, Roger. What I'm saying is before you judge whether we can stop these bikes. You got to ride one. Man, these bikes are, man, I'm telling you, it's something when you can see the grass, you got to boom, 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 and then get out the gas and then try to stop with just front brakes.
I understand that, Jerry Jones. It's hard in the 8th of a mile in a short distance. I understand that.
I understand that you run a risk.
The
only reason why I'm bringing up this track because the track don't exist no more. Pecan Park, Jacksonville, Florida. I guarantee you couldn't stop a motorcycle, a 6-speed auto in the 8th mile.
Hey, that's not the track, Pecan Park. It's a new track, Green Cove Driveway.
No, I understand. I know where that track is in Jacksonville now.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying Pecan Park is no more. But if anybody on the line...
I definitely understand. We all understand. I mean, I have never rode a 6-speed auto. No, but my rider, I know these bikes take to stop. You know, and the riders is definitely the most important thing. Period. No doubt about that. You know, I changed a lot of my tracks. You know, these past couple of years from Piedmont to Union to these good tracks, so that you guys, because that was one of the complaints. Oh, no, the track ain't good. We don't have enough shutdown. You know, there's a damn good popcorn-looking track in Orangeburg called Bowman Driveway. You know what I mean? But he don't have enough shutdown room right now, so I don't ask bikes to come down there. But he's working on it. But if you're talking about hooking in a popcorn track, you're going to hook down there at Bowman. I can tell you that right now.
I'm going to tell y'all that. The first season motorcycle I had, I can go anywhere and race that motorcycle. But I'm just limited to the tracks I can go to with this bike now. I mean, I can't afford to throw the transmission. I can't afford to throw anything out this motor now.
We understand that.
I mean, but if I had my other motorcycle, if I had my other one, I could go anywhere. It would be okay.
What you need to do. You need to build the other motorcycle and put the big one in the trailer so it brings both of them so you can...
Just for show.
The big one.
Yeah, you know what?
You can get a race. You know what I mean? You bring the little one because you know you're going to get a race. And they have to
be Sometimes you're going to go to a race and you're going to have to make adjustments to the track. We do it all the time. It is, you know what I'm saying? Like, promoters can guarantee it's going to hook, but, all they really mean is they're going to do their best as far as on their end to make it hook, but sometimes you can go to these races, and like you said, the tracks, you know, you go to the good tracks, and sometimes we don't hook. It's just, that's just the luck of the draw. That's racing, man. You can't really bank on that too much anywhere, I don't think.
We
got several more callers here, man, that's been holding for a minute, so I'm going to try to get to each and every one. So, again, whole old five source that you had there, because we got 1870. 1870, your line is open.
1870. Yeah. Hey, this is brother. I take responsibility for him not making that race. One of the sponsors that really put in a good bit of money for that bike was down, and she had to be back up. And I told my brother I didn't want to go that race because I didn't know how to talk to this. And it wasn't his fault. It was me. Because he begged me to go, and I told him I didn't feel comfortable. So, I mean, we don't have no problem racing. Matter of fact, we're trying to get some racing now. All y'all know my brother play, but just you on the line, chime in. And what the other cat do with Geronimo chime in? We're trying to race. This ain't different talking to his brother. We're trying to get a race.
Well, towards the late on in the night, we will get that.
I don't know if you're around. I ain't playing no games. I want to race. Just if you're around there, time on in so we going to get this over with.
Boy, they would time on in later, man. We still trying to go back to the root of this promoting thing here, the first half of the show, which we are on the second, but we still got several more callers here to try to cover before we start getting into the first talk and stuff. So hold that thought as well. Sorry to be putting all of you on hold, but we still trying to accomplish something here tonight with these promoters things. So we got another caller here, 7999.
Make sure
your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Chris. Hey, it's Buck.
Uh-huh. Hey, Buck.
What's going on?
Oh, not too much.
Now, what I was going to try to say is a lot of big bikes, my bike, CC's bike, Pig's bike, Richard, you know, if we all, I know a lot of people say that people want to drive 10 hours. Shit, we drive 10 hours every time we go. When we leave here, we drive 10 hours every race. You know, that's about the closest we have is Valdosta, other than Memphis. What I was going to try to do is get everybody on the same page, put them at quarter-mile big racetrack, you know, where everybody can get there at a certain time, do so many a year. Memphis twice. Memphis used to be the hub. When IDBA Pro Star, that used to be the biggest race. You had all the west, north, south, east. Everybody came to there. You know, you look, myself, Seed, Tacklebox, Brian, Randy, Shine, Ryan, you look how many of us drive to the East Coast. If we could all get together on the same page, do two in Memphis a year, two in Maryland, two in Rockingham, two in Indy, you know, just kind of get it where everybody knows, hey, this is going to be where all the big drug bikes are going to be this month. You know, I'm not knocking anybody having a race at all. But it's just
well, you
like,
can't leave out state capital as well, because it's a proven fact.
Oh, I know.
That
I mean, I go to state capital almost every year. Even if I know the track may or may not hold the big bikes, we still bring a whole trailer full of motorcycles to race with. You know, it's just like Richard said. We bring everything from a short wheelbase to 80-inch slick. We might not be able to get kingpin. We might not be able to hook cocaine. We might not be able to hook whatever. But we got something we're going to get down the racetrack to race with.
Yeah, but I still think the main events, the big bike, if the bike's out there spinning and the big bike team ain't satisfied with it, I think we need to get some kind of restitution for it, at least get our money back for paying. Okay, just like Valdosta, when we went down there and Katrina had spent or whatever, you know, I think I think we at least need to get our tech card money back, our interest fee back, and say, you know what, fellas, I'm going to give y'all money back, and we're going to fight another day. But they tried to do that.
See, they tried to do that with the end of the year. They had a race appreciation day, and it was just late in the year. You know, I begged Daniel, I said, do it the first of the year, because it was getting late in the year, and everybody's played wore out. You know, and Valdosta did step up and do that, which, hey, how many times can you say that Valdosta didn't hook? Just like this. I mean, I've been to Rockingham, not trying to dog anybody. How many times we've been to Rockingham and the pollen was on the racetrack, couldn't nobody get down it? You know, hey, we sucked it up. We drove 10 hours. Fuck it. We're here. You know, we tried to race. We tried to do whatever. So I'm not blaming anybody for weather or anything. Not every track that always hooks is always going to hook. You know, it's just common knowledge. But if they all try to get together and put something of, you know, two races here, two races here, two races here, two races here, you know, it keeps everybody from going 12 different ways.
I'm gonna tell you this, Chris can vouch for me. Chris threw a race in Twigs. It rained. I'm talking about the bottom fell out the sky. Okay, the owner of the track, he was acting shady about drying the track off. And Chris, you know I'm telling the truth. So me and Tootie, we came up with a race, and we drove Wade Reynolds and did that race. And you know what? When we got over there, the track was dry, and the sun was out in Twigs, and the guy still didn't want to dry the track off. Chris,
what he was saying, it was for safety reason on the other side of that track, when you come off that transition, that water was seeping up through that asphalt and stuff. He was like, people going down through there hitting their front brakes, and that track was wet,
right.
So I didn't want nobody to watch, go down there and bike wash them up on them or whatever, something. So I can understand.
I mean, the same thing happened when we went to Cecil's race in Virginia. You know,
right.
It rained for 2 days. You know, Cecil didn't have any control. They tested it the week before and went very fast. But when it rains out there, those guys said, man, it's gonna be hard to get on the racetrack. The tackle box wrecked out there just because it was a spot where some water come up. You know, hey, we knew we were taking a chance and we went and raced. But with these big-ass bikes like this, you've got to have somewhere you can stop. You know, you can't expect. I'll give you just a prime example. Grip does a race every year at Holiday Beach. We went over there. We ran cocaine over there. And it was all we could do to stop, but we still raced. We made that call. Well, Randy made that call. But, you know, as I told Grip, I was like, man, you know, it's going to be hell. These bikes getting faster and, you know, you're already running light as you can, so you don't have but one brake on most of them anyhow. And you take a chance of busting the transmission, getting the rider skin up, or tearing your bike all up. But, I'm not trying to knock an 8-mile racetrack no kind of way. But a lot of these big-ass motorcycles can't go to these little racetracks.
Well, y'all need to designate a big racetrack for y'all big bikes. You know, and then build something for the 1/8 mile. You know what I mean? Have more than just one bike. You know what I mean? You can put all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, we got plenty of motorcycles. That ain't the
okay.
Problem.
Y'all supposed to came to my race March 1st.
It was snowing. We couldn't even get out.
Oh, well, it was snowing on our end.
Yeah, it was snow. Y'all didn't get it till a week behind us, see?
Yeah, but you know, what we need to do is support each other events. So don't have an event on each other's day. That's what we're trying to do.
Stuff happens. Okay, anything can happen. You can't expect everybody just to, you know what, I'm coming because Roger say come. You know,
well, Jerry Jones, I understand that, but
if a man, listen, Roger, if a man pick up the phone and say, Roger, look, I can't make it, blah, 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 I can't
okay,
move.
That's cool. I respect
That's cool. But you know what? I guarantee you, before the year out, that man going to show you some love, but the first race, don't throw him under the bus now.
Jerry Jones, I ain't throw you under the bus. You
no,
just because we're slipping, I had to get
you. Let me ask this question, too. For many of you all that have been to Piedmont track, don't Eddie Kane and all those guys run up the 8-mile track?
Yeah.
Well, Piedmont had the problem, a couple years back, but they made the track longer.
Right. They got more shut down now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see,
I mean, you know.
Got these boosters that they looking for the other end. Before they go to work, these 1,000, a lot of these boosters don't really want to run a 1,000 in the 8. They really don't. They will, but they don't. They looking for
that other end. Yeah, I mean, you know, just like Phoenix City. I mean, I like that track as far as with a street bike, but I won't never take T's over there. I take him over there just to sit in the shade, but he'll never go down that track. Or I feel like I ain't got enough stopping room. Let me gonna tell y'all something, man. At some of these tracks, the runoff, the stopping room is filled with rocks. It's filled with rocks, and I don't feel comfortable.
You running LaGrange, you better be running a 6-hole. If you're running there, you're in the woods.
You know, but all being at US 19, I feel comfortable running my bike over there, you know, because it's got enough stopping room. But some of these tracks, no, I'm not going to do that, man, because I walk. I always go to the other end of the track. And, man, some of these like run off or fill with rocks, and I'm not gonna I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that.
But
then
you had
old C's
at US 19.
I had old C's at US 19, but you know what? I could take old C's to any track. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. That's one good thing about that bike. It didn't have that much horsepower, and I can go anywhere. But this bike I got now, it's endless horsepower, and I'm not gonna take it to no.
You done stole my motorcycle, CZ.
Say what now?
He said,
I want to ask y'all this. Now, I want to ask y'all, I've never been to Memphis. I can't wait to go. But how is the Memphis track? And, honest opinion now, I've never been
up there. Richard can tell you he's been there. It's another quarter mile, then you can coast all the way back around. You don't have to stop. You can coast all the way back around and return road all the way back down.
Okay.
It circles back down.
Okay, because I don't know if this Buck talking. I never talked to you on the phone, but I'm glad you told me that, because that one in the break you're going to give me, I'm going to need all the stopping room. I can
you
get
don't have plenty of time, but you can stop at 8 Mile.
Wait, hold on.
You can shut down at 8 Mile.
Hey, Chris, you need to chime him out because he's cussing on the line. Don't never tell me I'm going to stop at 8 Mile. No, Buck, I want that one in the break, baby. I want it.
Yeah, people in hell want ice water.
There you go.
I know y'all guys want to get into this. You got any more questions for the promoters and stuff like that, man?
Right, we got one more caller here. So let me open up this line. He may have a point or something. We got 7569. 7569, your line is open.
Frank.
Yo, what's going on with y'all? Hey, I got this to say, Roger. This is
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
On the defense of CC, me and him kept in contact with each other all the way, you know, week after week with this race going on. And
yeah.
Of course, I got sick 2 weeks before the race.
Yeah, I know.
And then the weather was bouncing around. It was 71 day. It was 51 day. At one time, the race, the temperature on your race, was the high was like 50, which is
yep.
good because that 50 is at 4 o'clock. Okay, but after 4 o'clock, it's 40 degrees when it gets 6 o'clock, and I couldn't afford to come out there and get sick again. I was already out 3 days for snow, and then out 5 days for me being sick, and I can't run a business and afford to be sick like that.
That's understandable.
So I told CC, me and him both, we agreed. I said, look, man, the weather's up and down. That's a long-ass ride for you. I mean, you at the end, you make the decision, and we'll make it together. I said, but I don't know how this shit going to go. Now, if the weather would have been 70, the high would have been 70 degrees, I would have said, fuck it, let's do it. But with the weather being like it was, and I know what the track is. So you can't convince me. You did a good job doing what you done, and I applaud you for that. But at the end of the day, them bikes right there wouldn't have got down that track.
Hey, you know what?
We got made a tent going Union, Frank. You better get down that track.
Now,
won't you?
Now, I know I ain't got. Hey, you know I ain't got. You know Union is my side. So you know
I
ain't
know,
got nothing to
you,
say about you.
But I'm saying they will get down that track, Frank. You think?
Yeah, they definitely get down that track.
They definitely get down there and made a team. Okay.
No,
because I had a 6-speed auto at Union a couple different times and had no
yeah.
problem, you know, bumping the gears and getting out of the gas. But
okay, that's all I need to know.
One time at Shadyside and I almost killed myself.
Okay, that's understandable.
Man, I thought
we were alive.
Do you remember a couple weeks before your race, and me and you was talking about the two-face bike, and
yeah.
my exact words to you was, I'll race you at any track except for Shadyside. I said I'll race you at
you
Morgan.
Said that.
I said, I'll race
exactly.
you at Piedmont, I'll race you at Union, or I'll race you at Rockingham, but I'm not racing you at either one of them tracks.
Can we get a race with that two-face bike, Frank, with your bike?
Man, you can get it whenever you're ready.
We need that back. We 1-1. We 1-1.
Yeah, you can get it whenever you're ready.
We 1-1.
I'll tell you that.
I mean, you know how I do.
We ain't got to wait till somebody throw no event.
Exactly. Exactly.
No
we just catch
shit.
Up and go.
I'll come show up and let's get it.
You know, hey, look, Rashid, we raped them down there. We had a good time, Frank, down there in
Union, NYC Race.
Yeah, I was on the weather, and I got caught working, and it just time just ended up catching me Saturday.
I just told him to
but,
say,
you know, Rasheed, my man, so.
Let me ask you something. Now, who promoting this race? Race in Memphis? Because I want to speak to the promoter of that race.
Right now,
no,
well,
I'm talking
Brian,
about.
Brian,
is that your race?
Well, it's Brian. It's all of our race.
Okay, I mean, because I got some stipulations. I got some stipulations, and I'm telling you. This is a promoter show tonight, so I'm telling you my stipulations. I just want to make sure you got the track on point, because we're leaving out that Thursday, and I'm going to tell you, we will be at the track that Friday, not to run, but just to check out the scenery.
Yeah, I understand. It's an NHRA track. They run top fuel cars there.
Y'all ain't got no
racetrack, CC. It's bigger than
Boston.
Tough
and cut. I just got a message, man. Somebody saying you act like you Larry McBride or somebody, man.
Why can't I be a Hines? Why I got to be an Angie McBride? I mean, come on, man.
No, I said Larry McBride. I didn't say no.
Oh, Larry McBride. Oh, okay. I thought you said Angie. Okay.
I thought you were going for some jelly beans and cold water in your glass.
CC, I got a question. Are they paying you to come to this track event?
You know what? I'm not at leisure to say that, but I'm gonna tell you this right here. I will be counting the Benjamins in the hotel. I will be counting.
Okay.
The Benjamins.
And if the track don't hook, CC, you ain't racing, right?
Mm-hmm. And only a fool to get out there and race if the track ain't hooking.
Okay.
Come on, now.
I'm just saying, he said it's one of the best tracks in the world now. You know what I mean? The best track in the world, we all agree, it might not hook.
I tell you what, I don't know you. I'll make a bet that we will race. I know we going to race. Unless something happens, we don't make it up there. Like on the road. We coming to race.
Hey, you know, hey, that's the guy with the money. So I mean, I got to roll with him. That's the guy with the money. So you talk to him. You talk to my wallet.
The cuss and cuss gonna race. People that know us from back in the day, the only way we ain't gonna race is our bike riding the track. And we had a legitimate reason last year we wouldn't go. We ain't got no problem this year. So come one, come all. If you go to Memphis, you will get a race, unless we run out of money first.
All right, hold that thought there, man. We got one more caller before we leave the last 30 minutes up to the Grudge Talk. I was hoping that we could at least got in just an hour for us with the promotion thing. I didn't want to make the whole show out of no promotion thing, but I thought it was a subject that we needed to touch on. So with this last caller here, we're going to let him express his views, and then we're going to open it up to the Grudge Talk. So 8025, and your line is open.
This the Migo. Roger.
What, Migo? Now what you got to say to me?
Lock in on the radio. That's why I want
lock
to
lock in on the radio?
I'm going to prove to the world that you're scared.
Okay. All right. We'll lock in on the radio right now. When do you want to do the race? When do you want to do the race?
Saturday
won't be good for me. I'll be out of town. I'm telling you, I have family. I have family to deal with. I've been to the racetrack two weekends in a row. You ain't been nowhere to be found, Kevin. You're nowhere to be found.
Maybe get my violin out of the closet. Somebody's singing a sad little song.
But anyway, Kevin, we was expecting to see you at Rasheed race. Rasheed told me personally, Franklin won't park right here. But...
Let me answer that. Because I was sick and I have been sick, so I've been slow, and we are slam packed.
Hold on,
wait a minute. I was just saying I had customer bikes that I had to put in front of our bikes. I mean, I would have loved to have them finished in there. I mean, Rasheed, my man, 50 grand, you know. So I would have definitely been there. But at the same time, we got 40-something motorcycles in the shop.
and people want their motorcycle. So I'm not trying to be one of them people that, okay, because I can fix my bike, we got 30 customer bikes sitting there waiting in line, I don't do that. So I like to get our customer bikes out, and then when they out the way, then I can get on our stuff. Because I don't make no money off my stuff. That don't pay the bills. What pay the bills exactly. Is getting the customer bikes in and out.
Exactly. I got you, Frank. So, Miko, he answers your question for you.
And since everybody on cycle bike scared to reply to what I said about the little show going on in Florida, I wish somebody coming at 260 pounds on a hand clutch in Florida. And Roger, for you with your bike, when you want to do it?
Well, we just have to get up, Kevin, on that, you know, whenever you're available, you know.
Oh, boy.
Whenever you're available, you know what I mean? I'm not available this weekend, maybe next weekend.
Next Thursday?
Maybe next Thursday in Mooresville. You know, it's a good track. You got all that big motor now. I mean, you shouldn't have no problem.
So we said we still got to run your motor tonight, right?
Yeah. Which I ain't got no problem with it, right? You say you ain't got no problem with it.
You motherfucker right ain't got no problem with it.
It's nitrous bike. That's what I like. I like that dope. So, you know, motor nitrous, you got action.
That's what it is.
I mean, we ain't got to say no more. We're not going to say no more. We're not going to talk about it. That's how we do it all the time anyway, talk. You just get racing.
But you ought to be ashamed to even tell anybody your bike is on nitrous as slow as your bike goes, man.
If it's that slow, you know what? I like that, Kevin. I love it. For a man, have you tested yet? Have you tested your bike yet?
Ask questions for the promoters, man. I got work to do.
All right, guys, the line's open. No, I think that... That kind of concludes. I want to thank the promoters that came on tonight. Hopefully we can do this once, at least twice out of a month until we can kind of get some solutions going here and some ideas. I think this was a really successful night. Wish could have had more calls, but like I said, a few of them wasn't able to get on, so we're not going to quit it, but we will continue to do it. Now, man, it's this time now, man, we're going to go on and open up the line for some callers. We got 474. Your line is open. 2474, your line is open.
Give me your mama.
All right.
Hey, Frank.
Yo.
Hey, so where y'all going tomorrow? Y'all going anywhere tomorrow?
What, we going now?
Are y'all going to any tracks tomorrow?
Yeah, no, man, I still ain't got 100% over this cold yet, man. So
you need to get you some moonshine, man, and just sit up on your car, man.
It's going, but you know, it's just I got to wait till this weather come a little better for me, man. I don't do this cold shit.
But it's gonna be
Frank, your boy snuck up there at the last minute with a new bike.
Yeah. Who?
Harvey.
No, ma'am.
Oh, well, I mean, me and you, we done talked about that. So.
Yeah, we done talked about that, but not, you know, hit me later.
Hey, Buck on the line, Buck. I got a serious question for you now. Are you gonna are you gonna give me what you told me you gonna give me?
Man, you really need that. You really feel you need that?
No, we ain't got to break the bank. I really need that, and I tell you what, I guarantee you a head up run after that.
Bet.
Yeah. Well, so one in the break the first race, and I run you head up the second race.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We ain't gonna break
that old man.
Wait, hold on. Chris, go ahead. I got a promoter wanting to ask Custom Cuts a question. Go ahead, Chris.
No, so I'm asking you as a fan or a person that could be interested in racing. Why would you want to break from Buck and him, man?
One in the break. Not Chris, one.
one of them.
Because he gave it out. We didn't ask for it. He gave it.
I've been offering it for 2 years.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Well, I went, and one thing about me in my day-to-day cutting hair, I always go to, like, the homes and stuff. I went to a crazy home, and a man said, I want pudding. And you know what they gave him pudding. So, Buck, I want my pudding. You giving me pudding?
Get it.
I want my pudding.
Roll me head up. We got to lock both of them in, though.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, we ain't going to break the bank. We ain't gonna break the bank.
We ain't gonna break the bank.
You ain't gonna be able to cash out on me.
I might not be able to catch you.
I know you ain't gonna be able to catch you. Ain't no mic. I know you. You give me that. Hey, I tell you what, Buck. If I take away the one bite lane, can you just give me the break and we'll just go all in? We'll go all in on the break.
Oh, I gotta have my two raise. You gonna get your one raise, and you gotta raise like a man.
Yeah, okay. Well,
like a man.
I'm going to do that, but I tell you what, one thing about it, you ain't never raced like no man because you don't ride. You got to hire another man to do your race.
Oh,
like
I smell a smell of red in this race. This is a prediction I see in this race. Buck going to turn the bike down, let you win the first race, then go. I shouldn't even say
that. I ain't
that,
turning down, Chris.
Chris, evidently your crystal ball is broke, okay? So I don't know what's reading from.
We're going to wheelie pass him, Chris.
Let's go play a cold.
So if Buck wins the first race, he's still going to give you the second race head up?
Hey, you know he ain't going to do that.
Wait, hold on. If Buck give me one in the break and I lose, come on, man. I'm a low season.
I wouldn't even do you like that, people. I wouldn't even do you like that.
But I'm going to tell you this right here. When I win the first race, and we come back around and do the second race. And when I win the second race, I'm going to cancel my reservation at the finest hotel that I done had reservations at before. And I'm going driving all the way back till I get to the Georgia line. Then I'm going to get me a hotel and stay there because I don't trust y'all up there because I know y'all going to want to see. I know y'all.
If you beat me, that's cool. I ain't got no
– Yeah, all right.
I ain't got no problem racing.
Hey, do anybody on the line believe that? If CC beat Buck, y'all actually think he's going to go to sleep that night? No. No.
Man, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh just like I'm laughing now.
Yeah. Hell, 911 on speed dial, brother.
Quick real, but I ain't trying to jump. He could be on Germantown Road trying to jump in that wood real.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee you.
$2,000 ain't even.
Wait, no okay. Now I got a question for everybody. This man ain't never beat nobody with this motorcycle. But yet y'all get on the internet and put him as the king of all grudge bikes, like he the man.
Just run me head up and see.
I am the second race. But you stuck your foot in your mouth. And you stuck your foot in your mouth.
Because
you're gonna leave me.
We ain't even gonna leave on the two step.
Say what now?
When that race are you and Buck supposed to happen?
I didn't hear you. Your phone had a bunch of static in it.
I said when that race you and Buck, when that's supposed to happen?
May the 10th. And I'm telling you, I done set aside all my time to come to that race. So if I'm here living and breathing, hopefully we'll make it up there.
We'll put the money in somebody's hand, neutral, not mine, not yours. When both races are done, whoever wins, you pay. If I break even, you break even, whatever.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But I tell you what, I'm not going to leave there unless I got one of y'all up on my belt. So if we break even, I'm coming after cocaine. If I can't get cocaine, I'm coming after whatever that militia bike y'all got, the one that, all down the track every time it goes. But, I'm coming after one of them. I got y'all under my belt. Last time I ran y'all boys, I whacked you.
The time before we beat you. Hey,
yeah.
Is Alex on the line?
No, please don't question. No, be quiet. Don't say that man's name.
No.
What about N2D? Is N2D on the line?
Yeah, come on here. I'm on here.
Alright. I got a little thing that I'm going to say to everybody, since everybody on right quick. I'm sure everybody going to be in Dana race April the 8th. Was it 18 or 19?
19.
All right, this is what we got. All the fans been ready to see these races go down. So here's my proposal, and I'm going to call out everybody's name that this is a proposal going out to. This is going to N2D, King Cole, Kingpin, and Sam Cooke. We come in the Dano race with Katrina. We're going to run four races. We want to run four races against everybody I just called out. That day. We got all day to do them.
Okay.
Kingpin, Buck, you on the line. Or any response?
I said okay. Hey, cuz, you ain't got nothing to do with this, because you ain't running nobody yet. We already locked all this stuff in with you already, so we talking to real men now.
I'm a real man. I'm a real man.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay, all right. We spent an hour on the phone last night talking about it, so you already know that.
Yeah. What, Buck, you game?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready.
Yeah, all right.
I'm all right.
N2D, if you good?
I'll let y'all know. We ain't put our bike in the shop yet.
But we will be out there May the 10th. And hopefully we had a bike back by then. I haven't even talked to CC.
Yeah, make sure the bottle break in there.
And we don't be there the 19th. We make it worth your while to come to Buzz Creek on the 25th.
We're gonna be there too.
Hey,
That's if we have the bike back.
I'm also bringing a certified welder to the track with me, so if any bottle brackets have to come on.
Do anybody know Mr. Ryan and Mr. Shine on the line?
I was trying to get those boys on. Let me see here. We have two lines that's open. Yeah, let me go on and open up. We got 2474. Your line is open? 2474, your line is open. And we have 8042. Line is open.
So are they going to come take somebody's dinner for nothing?
8042, your line is open.
They said may penalize. They penalize people for not having insurance. Like I said, I'm...
Man, who took the chicken? Sounds like somebody cooking chicken and yelling like, is it done? Man. Grace of life, but.
Hey, Cuss, what you really say about a welder?
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is I know a certified welder that I'm going to bring to Valdosta. He can only go to Valdosta. If any nitrous bottles happen, nitrous brackets happen to come off, you can't race after that. Because I heard that was a major excuse down there in Valdosta with one of the bikes that was running. I don't know which one, but, I mean, maybe you can elaborate on it.
Put them on the bottom there. Once we time check and go down through there, we may need one.
Okay. I mean, you know, because I heard somebody made the excuse, like, we can't run by because our bracket came off.
No, the bolts broke off in the bracket from the bike. Richard can tell you when Nanny poured on the return road, the bottle bracket fell, the bottle and the bracket fell off the bike.
What I was told last night when me and Eugene and Henry were talking, Henry said he came over there and called y'all out. Is that true? Did Geronimo come over there and call y'all out?
After our bottle bracket fell off, yes.
I'm asking, asking if that's true, that's okay. I mean, but he said he came over there and called y'all out. I don't know if he saw the bracket hanging, and that's the reason why he did it, you know.
I don't know what he's saying, you know. After when we got the bike up to the trailer,
he came over there and asked the runners, and we told him the boat broke off in the arm and that we needed to get it easy out and all that, and it was, what, another
right.
half an hour,
right.
45 minutes before the track was going to close.
Right.
So if the boat didn't come out, y'all would have ran him?
Yeah, we would have ran. Let me tell you something. I didn't come there to run Katrina like we did. Steve came over there and gave us the offer. He said he will run us off the trail. I asked Steve, let us get some of the other guys first. I said we're gonna run. I said we come down here to run. I said let us get some of the other guys first. When he said, well look, I come here to race. I don't think nobody else here gonna race me. I come here to race. And he said, I will run you off the trailer. And I said, no. Then I thought about it. I said, you want to know what? Let's go. We run it off the trailer, and then we made an agreement. If somebody's time shake, we come back and run it again.
Right, exactly. That's the way I heard it.
That's the off race I gave him. He shook my hand just like him and Buck. It ain't hard to get along with Steve. He said, let's do it. And I said, you know, hey. You know, that was our first time ever at the track. When we came back, our bike spun the first time. It didn't spin as bad as Katrina did. And then on the second time, the bike spun even worse. And when Manu came on return of the road, no sooner, before I got down there, he was trying to, the bottle had fell off the bike before I got down there. And Richard was right there. When both of them turned off the return road, that's when the bottle fell off. And it broke its clutch from the bike time shape.
Okay. Now this another question. Now this grudge race is a grudge racer. What's the least you'll run your bike for?
Man, you all need to talk offline about that. I mean,
call me about that.
I mean, you know, we are 1.5. I mean these somebody told me last night they ain't gonna run it less than, you know, a hand raised up in the sky, you know. And I don't believe that. I mean, five fingers, come on, man. Y'all don't even run the big boys for that. I'm a small fry. If y'all think y'all can get past me, it shouldn't matter about the money.
Just saying, man, what's so secret about that, man? I mean, I ain't scared to say what I run for, man. I know how I get my money. I don't care what nobody knows.
When we travel and stuff like that, you gotta have a minimum. Me and my brother in this. I'm not gonna come all the way down Valdosta and this and that for $1,000 race, and then I tear up like, all right, the year before I tore three or four auto transmissions trying to get my bike down the track.
Exactly.
So we not gonna come there and race for $1,000 and we tear up a transmission.
Oh, you just saying we have to be.
We just can't do that. Then me and my brother, you know, we like this. What we look like splitting $1,000 pot amongst me and him, and we got more money.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. The kind of money y'all got in y'all motorcycle, me and my brother got in our motorcycle. Ain't nobody above nobody when you get on this caliber.
You're right.
We on a
different
level.
You're right.
Okay,
right.
But our bike is paid for. My brother and I, the season is paid for. So any money we leave the track with that we didn't bring to the track, that's a win for us. That's a win for us.
But that's your choice. That's your choice. But you can't bash nobody because that's what you want to run your bike for. It doesn't make no sense.
I'm not bashing nobody, but when I go behind closed doors and you over here talking to the next man about, I run you for $1,500, but yet you want to run me for $5 or $6 or $10 just because you don't want to hear me run my mouth if I beat you, come on, man, that ain't no way to be, man.
Listen, I ain't nobody even worrying about what you going to do, because who cares? All you need to do is get in the water and bring the pot where we're going to do from, and that's it.
You know what? Eugene, hold on, let me talk.
Buck, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you got to go from Memphis all the way to South Carolina or North Carolina, and you're going to spend that kind of money in fuel.
Right.
So what sense do it make?
You ain't did nothing.
I'm not talking at the beginning of the day of a grudge race. I'm talking about crunch time. This is the last 30 minutes when they make last call for bikes to come around to the lane. You know what? I done had people come to me and say, look, Cousin Cuz, let's just run for 1,000, man. Let's just go down the track.
But that's you. That's Cousin Cuz. That's you. That's your bike, and that's your choice.
Okay. That's cool. Now I know what I got to come to the table with. But you know what? When I come over there, when y'all playing another race with somebody else, and if he, we're going to run here for 2,500, that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense, man. Don't be scared to take no loss.
One thing about it, as long as you're racing, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. So all you need to do is stop crying, put your titty in your pocket, and just come on.
Hey, y'all call it what you want to, but when I come around the trailer at races and y'all talking to somebody else about a lower pot, but with me it's a higher pot. But you know when
hold up. First of all, you talk to that man gave you his number. Ain't no y'all. Now you come over there on the other side of the fence, get up, then you gonna get your number what we gonna bring you for. That man gave you his number, then he even negotiated to satisfy you, and you still whining like a little girl.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if you come to Maryland, and you don't spend a whole bunch of money and fuel and stuff like that, I'm making it come down. I'm not hard to get along with. I'm making it come down to you, well, your price. But be coming all the way to Georgia, flying down there, get somebody to bring
his
bike down there and stuff like that. You know, it's different.
Well, you know what? I don't have to pay all that for my crew to come. But if I come to Memphis and you at Memphis and you want to run me for $5,000, $1,000, I'll run. You ain't got no problem with that. But you know what? A lot of people carry their pride in their wallet. I don't do that. No, ain't no old lord. I don't make a living. I don't pay none of my bills off of grudge racing.
I still told you again, we even offered to bring you 20 people over there to the barbershop.
To get a haircut.
Did I offer you that? We offered to bring 20 people, stop by, get a haircut to get fresh, to go to the racetrack.
Yeah. And you know what? Y'all wanna make jokes, man. You gotta realize
you got the same dudes that's sitting there talking about they wanna run for 10, but they ain't got 5 to put in their mouth. That's what I understand. If you got that kind of money, fix yourself up. We wanna run.
Yeah, that is right. You know, I can only go by what.
Did you hear what I just said? If you come to Maryland, I'm making a comedy. But if you coming all the way far, I can't do it.
What about Memphis? Will you run me for 15 at Memphis?
Memphis is just as far as me coming there, but to Valdosta.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. What you said?
I'm coming from Maryland.
Leave them alone. They don't want to run. Eddie Kane called him. We're going to give him the back tie, and it looks like they seen a ghost.
Yeah, Eddie Kane. I ain't heard from Eddie Kane all year. Eddie Kane talking about he going to give me the back tie. Eddie Kane yet to say anything to me. Because you know one thing? He know I'm right. So shut your mouth. If you know Cuz right, get your mouth and don't try to hook the pot. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to give you some advice, man. You got two races you're talking about lining up racing with in the beginning of the season. Before you jump on the mother racing, man, take care of them two races there and then work on the rest of them.
Okay, well, what race are you talking about, Chris?
A whole long line of lists of people that want to race you.
Your first race with Creative Customs.
Wait, hold on. Didn't he come on the line tonight and told everybody that we had talked? So don't keep bringing up no lock-in like I owe somebody. Don't keep bringing that up like I owe somebody.
Now, hold up. Now, what did me and you, did we talk last night?
So when I say lock in, we already guarantee you the race regardless. Now, come on. You got plenty of sense. So why are you always acting like you silly sometimes?
Wait. Hold on. What you talking about? What you talking about locked in for last night? What you talking about locked in for last night?
Wasn't that race guaranteed for last night?
What race? Who am I talking to first? Y'all all
did
sound alike.
Who did you talk to last night?
Eugene and Henry.
Okay, now didn't y'all guarantee that race?
You talking about for the pot that we named one race for that 3-5?
Yeah. Did you guarantee that race, right?
I do that race. Ain't no problem.
I thought we had agreed on that last night. So often the day is different.
I mean,
see,
Hold on, Eugene. Don't nobody need to know about that race but us. I didn't want to bring that up.
But you brought it up all day today on the internet.
Hold on, Eugene. If we already agree on something, ain't no need to talk about it no more.
Then why did you bring it up on the internet all day today?
Because I am who I am.
I'm gonna bring up
what I want to bring up because I'm involved in it. But you're not involved in it. It's me and Henry. All you did was just link us together, like you said. You're not involved in this. All you did was just put me and Henry on the phone together.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you did.
Well, you know Henry don't talk, so I do all the talking for Henry.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. So now I know that if I want to talk to Henry, I'll talk to you, and then you talk to Henry.
Well, if that's what you want to do.
I mean, you know, but I'm going to tell you this now.
What?
Ain't no time that I back down from nobody. So don't think what I'm saying is that I don't back down. If I say something, I'm going to stand behind it. If I told you that last night, ain't no need to repeat it because I'm going to stand behind it.
All I asked wasn't that supposed to be the deal last night, so I was just trying to figure out all the stuff you put on there today. I was like, damn, how did all this come? Where did this come from?
Man, I just said scared money don't make no money. You know,
So if anybody's scared, anybody scared of their money, then who you talking about?
I made a comment. I said, "Yeah, money don't make no money. If it rubber your fellas, then I mean, you got something to iron out.
And entertainment gave y'all the back tie. This man went to stumble and stutter, talking about we'll get back with you. Somebody give us the back tie. We run the reef in the race, but we got a reef. I told we came down with Caesar with $10,000 the race. But we had this baby man working on our motorcycle. That's the reason we didn't race. We came in. You can have anybody you want to. I had it in my pocket to race. We were in the bed. They could have been getting paid money.
You're gonna have a whole bunch of races this year that you can definitely finish.
Yeah. But you know what? One thing about it, we ain't scared. We ain't scared to race nobody out there. But you know, if you're gonna be a fool and put your foot in your mouth, we'll take it. Ain't no problem.
If you come to jump, whatever you want, because we're going to run through that bike. We're going to run through it. Now, I'm telling you, mark my word, now get out there if you want to. We're going to run through that with no problem.
Hey, y'all, you see, one thing about it, a lot of guys on this line, they try to form an opinion for everybody on here. Man, we don't suck up to nobody. If you run with this camp or that camp, that's on you. But I'm not going to follow you just because you run with this bike or that bike or the other bike. I don't care nothing about that. I ain't going to back down for nobody on here. For nobody.
Man, ain't nobody worried. Listen, that bike was ready this weekend to run. We tried to pay you to come run it.
But you know what? One thing about it, I got my own life. I got my own family. Ain't nobody gonna aim to. Don't no amount of money gonna take me away from my family. I got something to do, and it ain't gonna take away.
I agree.
It ain't gonna
now
take you away from your family.
Now I agree with you that 100%, my brother.
You know, because you know what? If I went over there to the Louisiana state capitol and I came back and everything would have been out my house, y'all want to come over here to refurnish it? Y'all gonna laugh at me?
Well, look, let me get back to the issue at hand, because I ain't talking about that. That's already settled between you and Henry, so that's already done.
Just show up.
I'm still waiting on Ryan and Shine to get on the line so we can get this locked in.
Let me see if I can get him.
We need to go and get this done. Hey, but we in two deep. I'm sure we can get the numbers together later on.
Hey, y'all planning on coming to Buzz Creek any this year?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Eugene, y'all coming to Buzz Creek any this year?
When is it? VMP? When is it?
Buzz Creek or VMP?
25th, 26th.
When is
the book? April 25th, 26th, the weekend after Dano's race. That's when the Mile Rock race is.
Yeah. April 25th, you said?
25th and 26th is the weekend after Dano's.
Yeah.
Let me check on that, but I know I'll be working that weekend.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
I didn't hear that. I couldn't hear for the phone breaking up.
I have seen some people go out first person bike with enough money, and they won't even get on their own bike.
You gotta say it again. I cannot sing.
Cause I don't understand nothing he's saying. Can anybody tell me what he says?
You got some people that own bikes. They own this land, and you got a ride on it, and they won't even bet on their own bike. So what's that telling you about?
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that part. I don't know nothing about that.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But when you ask a question, you want everybody to have something to do with your question.
What can we do about somebody else, what they do with their bike? We can't do nothing about what you do with your bike.
I'm just saying, man, I'm the only one on the line tonight that is part owner of his bike and ride the motorcycle. Don't nobody have that kind of luxury.
But do that make anybody else home because they don't ride their own bike?
No, but it's a lot of people on this line speaking for other people motorcycle. They ain't got nothing to do with it. But want to see somebody lose.
TC, who are you talking about?
I'm trying to see who he's talking about, too, because he's talking about it. Please tell us.
Everybody that's came on the line tonight, I think I'm the only one that own the bike and ride the bike. That's what I'm saying. My job is harder because I got to take the talk, I got to battle through the talk, and plus get on this motorcycle and make it to the finish line before anybody.
But that's your choice.
I understand that, and I feel like if I can't ride my own motorcycle, I have hired somebody to ride my motorcycle before, back when I used to be in the street game, for like racing on the street. And it didn't work out right. So I chose to ride my own bike. But you got to cover like book. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a lot of people call me and tell me to set up races for them. So, I mean, I don't have no bike.
What I'm saying, man, you got all these people high mind. You got people calling, telling other people what to say. They put on mind. They want to call them all cussing, tell them to say this for me because I don't want to offend nobody. I said one thing about cussing, he'll say what's on his mind no matter if people like it or not. You got people hiding behind these phone lines, they're sitting on here, texting everybody else, want what they want said, but they scared to say it. That's one thing I can say about cussing. Say what he want to, and he ain't afraid to say it.
One thing about me, I'm not a yes man. If I feel like I got something to tell y'all out here, I'm going to tell y'all. I mean, but I'm cool. Everybody know that's a met me in person. I'm cool, man. I don't come with that radio talk at the racetrack. It's all about racing. I'm cool, man. I mean, but don't come on here hide behind somebody else. Somebody will text you telling you to say something. If you want to race me, call me out yourself. Buck want to race me. Buck, you told me you want to give me one to break, but get on the internet and act like you ain't even say that.
I told you I was going to give it to you tonight, didn't I?
Yeah, you told. Yeah, but with a stipulation added, because you know I got you covered. That's why you don't want to break the bank on it.
How come you didn't do it 2 years ago?
Hey,
how come you didn't do it 2 years ago?
Hey, I guarantee
this
you.
This ain't the first time I offered it to him.
If they ain't got that flipping
slide by correctness, we're going to just drive right up on him and around in an open.
And see, what Buck don't, he think he's smart. He want to make two raises. But I'll break the bank if he make it one raise with one to break. I'll break the bank on him. You name the pump and I'll cover it.
You
make it one raise.
One raise.
No. You gonna give me that one to break? I'm gonna tell you right now.
You gotta get like a man. You gotta get like a man, man.
Yeah, I am a man.
You made it like that. You said that.
Ain't nobody big for that because I respect you enough to know that you ain't gonna give me what custom big for. You gave me that one
all
to right. Just like
custom cut. Hold on that line. I got a dude keep pressing one and one. Keep pressing. So let me open up this line here. We got 8182. I mean, line is open. 8182. Your line is open. All right, 9155.
Custom, speak to me. I got to hold on. I got to tell him what he want to say.
This Roger.
Okay. 8182, and your line is open. All right, we got 8042. Your line is open. And we're going to try 2474. Your line is open again, too.
Well, I tell you, Custom, you got a lot of people got a lot to say, but if you get said.
Yeah. But see, you know, people really don't know me, man. You know, if you Google me on YouTube, man, we did push-ups on $7,000, $8,000, man. We've been done that, man. But if I'm a race of $5,000 or $10,000, I'm going to go buy a piece of land instead of racing for that. It ain't important to me. It ain't important to me no more. So I'm not gonna bet $5,000 or $10,000. I'm gonna go buy some property with it, man. I ain't no fool about this.
We got two more minutes, guys, before we end this show tonight. So anybody else has anything that they in the call? Okay. We got another call here.
Because we planned on Prima Block, it landed on us. We was down in little bit of Georgia, they came and found us. But Chris, if you talk to Ryan and Shine, you let them know exactly what I said. I'm sure somebody on here heard
them. Okay.
I bet you that rate won't go down. And for Ryan, it ain't no limited to what he can get.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give a shout out to my boy June, listening all the way over there in Texas. Colleen, I guess he's still over there. Hey, June, I know you're listening, bro. You already know what the business is. I'm out.
All right. 8503, man. Your line is open. We close the show.
Hey, what up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. You had a good raise this weekend, but I tell you, boy, that damn Michael Phillip, he know he rode the wheels off Geronimo up there this weekend.
Well, he rode it. I think. Go to left to right, right to left.
And he drove through that.
And tell him if he said the stupid that worked out, he might better go full throttle.
Yes, indeed. I want to put a picture out there on Facebook so bad, but I think I'm going to wait for our picture. Put it out
there.
We got another. Okay.
I will.
7423, man, your line is open.
Hey, I want to ask Custom Cut Brothers something.
Yes, sir.
Can we get a side bet on that Geronimo race?
You can put the money all in the pot. I don't do no side bets. You can put it in the pot.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I just talked
hey,
to the
Chris,
money,
I
man.
Want to commend you on your fishing down at bike. Your race, man. You got some nice
money.
We just want to see some videos, man.
Who is that just calling? Keep quit. I mean, look, when you call to a grudge line, tall is amazing, boy. Who is that, Keith Sweat?
Well, you know who it is. You act like you don't know who it is.
Hey, that's all.
Hey, Chris, you need to put some videos on your face, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try to throw one or two of them up there.
Get it down to Georgia, and we'll up it up the pot. Come to Georgia.
Yeah. Get it down to Georgia, Key Sweat.
Come down to
Don't
Georgia.
Don't be afraid, man. Don't be afraid.
I promise you, you got a big problem on your hand, a big problem.
When you play with big boys, you bet big money.
Ooh. Well, I know one thing. I seen y'all down there, and I know that Eddie King called you out with a back tie, and I was like, man, wow. I said, man, if a dude go get us a back tie, he got a problem.
Hey, y'all definitely don't want to talk. Yeah. Now, y'all know y'all don't want to talk about nobody being called out about with
and you know what? The reason we were smart about not running last year, because we had a big problem, and the problem was the man on our bike, and we're working on it. But you know what? We ready this year. So come on down to Georgia and get what you want.
We'll see y'all over in Carolina.
He know. You seen what I had at the track. I ain't got to tell nobody. You seen it.
Seen what?
Yeah. Well, you didn't see it. Well, just come and we'll show you.
Ain't nobody in this game last year
that had more money put in their bike than us. That's boy.
But let me do the same man turning the boats on this robbery bike too, though, isn't it?
Yeah, man. And you know what? I hope he continues turning it, because we're going to turn some pockets out too.
I'll tell you what. I'll give y'all opportunity to make half of y'all money back.
We don't need to make it. We'll make a living off that. Man, my wife was off on nurse practice, and I ain't got to make no money like that.
Yeah. I mean, I told JP that last night. I don't know why he's trying to count our pockets like that.
Since y'all rich and I'm rich, we're going to run for free.
I tell you what. Since you put it out like that, I don't care if we run you for free. I don't care because this motorcycle don't make or break me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
I tell you what, Dan, I know you don't like running this bike for free. You don't like running for free. I'll give you $1,000 to line up with him.
No, I'm rich.
Wait, hold on.
I'm already rich. I don't need your money.
Hold on, Henry. JP, you mean to tell me if I got the heart enough to line up with Geronimo, you going to give me $1,000?
I said, I'm going to give that to you, Jerry, to line up, because I know you don't like to run for free.
God almighty, no. Henry, you got a race. You got a race. We'll do it in Memphis.
No, JP,
we're going to do it in the mechanic's backyard because, you know, I want to see the hat stand up on his head.
I tell you what kind of rocking hammer do it?
You really gave them something to run with when you told them free.
Two rich people going to run for free. Ain't that some shit?
You ain't rich. Hey, hold on now. I'm going to tell you, in order to go to Dan the Man, you got to be rich. And you know
you
what? We some rich suckers.
Just think, cousin, so I'm over there by myself now, so I got to foot the bill all by myself.
You did it last week. I said, that man looked like he was sliding everywhere.
What you want, a large tater tot for saying that? I mean, come on, man. We're going to run you April the 19th, but I'm taking all side bets. I'm going to make my money some way.
Put it in the pot.
Hey, Eugene, you're right. Put it in the pot.
Put it in the pot. Ain't no sense you ain't got to be looking for nobody when you spin a race.
Eugene, you stay out of it. Like you said, you just the man that shined the town on the motorcycle.
I tell you what, cousin, when me and you race,
I just want a side bet. I don't want a initial race bet. Me and you just going to make a little side bet.
Okay. I tell you what, I want to bet on the light. I want to bet on the 60 foot. And we'll bet on the 330. And we'll bet on the finish line.
Have mercy. Yes, sir. I like that because, you know what, if they put that cigarette smoking right up a coffee on there, it's over with.
It's over with. If you put Ronnie Procopio, just like I told y'all last night, I'm going to cut his head off to the white meat. I guarantee
now look,
no, you have to cut
one,
it down to the red. I think it's already
thing.
White.
Are we raising y'all first? We're going to be the first race?
Yeah, I mean, it don't matter. I mean, the first grudge race of the day,
yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can
okay.
do that. We're not coming off the truck, but we will be the first grudge race. My first grudge race will be with you. Your first grudge race got to be with me.
Well, no, I mean, shit, if you scared, I mean, I'm going to have some other guys that I might want to race.
No.
I mean, but look, what I'm trying to say is I got other guys who I might want to run for some money.
Me and you running
for free.
Okay, I tell you what. No, we make one shakedown, we'll do it after that. All I need is one shakedown. That's it.
I run you right off the trailer. How that sound?
One shakedown. We need one shakedown, Harry.
Come down here to Georgia and you can run off the trailer. We'll run off the trailer.
Yeah, we run off the trailer. You come to Georgia, you know.
Man, that track worse than Hattiesburg shit.
Come on, Harry. First of all, let me correct you. I'm the man that took your motorcycle to the final round in the Four Horsemen race. When it said I wouldn't go. Wait, first of all, I made your motorcycle.
That's because your dude was broke, man. That's why.
Harry, you know what? Wow.
And you actually begged me to ride Geronimo, and you did.
JP, did you hear that?
Hey, a man that's drinking, allowed to say anything.
You said
you
I begged him. Come on, bro.
Hey,
come on.
You know I'm going to drink in camp.
You know who?
You know we got a drinking camp over here. My rider drink.
Yeah, man, I please let him drink.
Drink.
No, I take that back. I don't want to see nobody hurt. I hope he on point. Oh, Michael Phillips, I like you. You all right?
Hey, we got one more, Harry.
We just want to run, man. That's what we want, man.
Yeah, I know.
Chris, it's all about fun.
We got one more call here, man. 9206.
Hey, Cuss, brother, I won't take you up on an offer that you put out there on the right and 60-foot and to the finish line. I'll take you up on that bitch. This is my third nephew. I won't take it.
Michael, we'll do that.
All right.
We'll do that.
What?
We'll do that. Come see me. I'll be the one with the gator head boots on.
Okay. I take that bit with you. I'm riding with him on that one. I take that bit with you.
Yeah.
Come see me. Come see me.
I got to make that.
Yeah.
All right. With that, guys, we gonna have to end because we ran a little time tonight. So with that being said, hopefully we'll come again next week. And hope everybody will be on the same accord. So with that saying, we're going to say goodnight to each and every one, and you guys have a good one.
Go Custom Cuts. Yeah!